With a crown of thorns on his head, Jesus was stoned and humiliated before a crowd, as the Bible narrates. His strength to walk was scarce, but still wounded, he goes towards those who would ultimately seal his face. Pontius Pilate, in response to the clamor of the crowd, condemns him to crucifixion. A bloodied Christ stains Pilate, who washed his hands and proclaims, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person. You will see." Thus, Matthew 27:24 recounts how the Roman prefect seeks to rid himself of any guilt. Now, washing one's hands means washing away all responsibility. After persecuting, kidnapping, detaining, and tormenting victims, the torturers of Argentina's last civic military dictatorship carried out the same actions as Pilate. Between 1976 and the recovery of democracy in late 1983, the armed forces executed a plan of persecution and extermination of its citizens, which resulted in the disappearance of 30,000 people along with the forced appropriation of the children of the disappeared. In 1985, in the so-called Trial of the Juntas, the responsibility of the members of the first three military juntas was judged. In their defense, the commanders of the armed forces excused themselves from the systematic human rights violations, claiming it was a war. In Pilatos Pilotas, Jorge Catrovati takes up signage that illustrates the need to wash hands after handling toxic substances and intervenes with bloodstains in the center of the image. The title already indicates it. The artist satirizes the phrase taken from Pontius Pilate to denounce the atrocious crimes committed after the coup d'etat. However, the bloodstains represent a mark that cannot be hidden. Beyond purifying themselves from all sin, the torturers caused irreparable damage, impossible to conceal and impossible to clean, in the desperation to cover up acts that led to the death of thousands of people. Hand washing was not always effective. In 1987, the National Genetic Data Bank was established to assist the grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo in recovering their grandchildren and to connect genetic sample analyses necessary for clarifying crimes against humanity in Argentina. Thanks to this process, 137 grandchildren have been identified so far.